Let's see here. Fire protection?
Check.
Uniforms, mats, and restroom products?
Check.
First aid cabinets and safety products?
Check.
Great! So it sounds like we're ready to go.
No. When I said check, I meant we still need to check on all those things.
Just call Cintas. They can handle all of it. It's what they do.
Okay. Call Cintas. Check. I mean, got it.
Oh, I'm ready!
Learn how Cintas can help you get ready for the workday. Visit Cintas.com.
Jingle bells, jingle bells.
Seriously? It's November.
Ready or not, the holidays are coming. So get ready at the Jared Semi-Annual Event, November 10th through 12th. Come enjoy our best prices of the season and discover hundreds of pieces you'll only find at Jared. The Jared Semi-Annual Event. That's why he went to Jared. Some exclusions apply. See Jared.com for details.
Night. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score. Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Mark Grody. Join homegrown head basketball coach Chris Collins and the Wildcats out in Rosemont this season as the Cats bring Big Ten basketball to Allstate Arena this year. Season tickets on sale now at nusports.com. Well, plenty of people picking the Bears to beat the Packers this Sunday at Soldier Field because they will not have to deal with Aaron Rodgers. Instead, Brett Hundley, the quarterback for the Pack.
He's very athletic. He can make all the throws from a skill set standpoint. I think, again, he's a young quarterback in their system, much like ours is.
Hundley had neither a touchdown pass nor pick against Detroit on Monday night. Bears head coach John Fox right there revealed today that Danny Trevathan has been hurting from a calf strain and did not practice again today. You heard him allude to Mitch Trubisky. We'll hear from him coming up a little bit later on this afternoon. It is quad tendonitis for the Bulls' Lauri Markkanen, which kept him out of practice today, while fellow big man Robin Lopez took the day off with a sore knee. The Bulls host the Pacers on Friday after a loss to Toronto last night. Hockey, more goals is the goal for the Blackhawks when they resume gameplay in Philadelphia tomorrow. Hawks have scored more than three goals once in their last 13 games and are currently living in sixth place. Wolves play today, shut out by Milwaukee 3-0. And LiAngelo Ball, of the Ball family, and two of his fellow UCLA teammates, Jalen Hill and Cody Riley, were arrested yesterday in China for reportedly shoplifting from a Louis Vuitton store in Shanghai. LaVar Ball, the dad, reacted to the incident today by saying, "It ain't no big deal." Searching for a solution to the seepage in your basement? Visit uswaterproofing.com to schedule a free consultation. And Terry Bors is back and will be joining the Bernstein and Goff Show November 15th at the Blue Cross Blue Shield Performance Studio. Listen for your chance to win tickets to this exclusive broadcast as the Score kicks off Terry's A Score of a Lifetime book signing tour. To pre-order your copy of A Score of a Lifetime, visit triumphbooks.com/Terry Bors. I'm Mark Grody, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago sports station.
This hour is brought to you by Subway.
Crime wave in Gotham. Other breaking news. Water. Wet.
Coming up, more problems for a troubled
earthquake.
Computer.
Yep, we're having an earthquake.
Breaking into homes and tickling people.
Fans quickly trashed his pantsless look on social media.
Also, in other news,
the whistles go woo!
He was murdered and then set on fire while celebrating his birthday.
He's on the lean. And the mob.
I said, "Oh Lord Jesus, it's a fire."
He thought the car was a spaceship and that the driver was an alien.
He lost his life savings, $2,600. And all he has to show for it is this stuffed banana with dreadlocks.
It's time for another news right here on the Bernstein and Goff Show. 670 The Score is what you're listening to. 670thescore.com is what you're logged on to. And you can watch us on watch670thescore.com. Dan, can I start with this lunchroom story for you? All right. This is from the Miami Herald. And tell me if I'm just being sensitive on this. But you're probably right. You'll probably say, yeah, you're being sensitive. This is from Monique O'Madon. A high school in Florida put into effect a policy that administrators think will give students an incentive to do better in the classroom. The way it works, students are segregated during lunch by their grade point average. Hudson High School in Pasco County, north of Tampa Bay, launched a program at the beginning of the school year. Students who have at least a 2.0 GPA and a good attendance record get a wristband that gives them special privileges, like being allowed to eat outside the cafeteria. In order to score enough for a wristband, students need less than four absences, no less than a 2.0 GPA.
I always have been for the dumb kids being rounded up
and
thrown into special prisons and forced to work in the rice paddies.
And no Fs. Let me finish. What happens
no
if
no Fs to give.
Such a dad. What happens if you don't qualify for a wristband? Quote, you're dubbed off track and forced to eat inside the lunchroom where some are forced to stand because of overcrowding.
And you have to eat nothing but drywall.
School officials tell the TV station that this is just on a, you know, experimental basis.
Trial basis.
Dude, how weird is that?
Hey, sucks to be dumb.
That's the problem, though. You got different style learners. Uh-huh. What happened to, you know, lifting up the rest of your class by, you know, integrating people with great GPAs and the ones that don't have good GPAs. Maybe you get a guy in a group who's like, hey, I'm the smartest one in my group. Fellas, we got to lift this GPA up so we can all eat together.
I think this is probably unconstitutional in some
Dude.
Way. Of course, it's horrendous.
Like, when I was in grade school, this is going to suck. I, for a semester, went to a school on the South Side called Gillespie. And there was a classroom. It was taught by Mr. Lewis. We called his kids the Lulus because the Lulus were kids who
needed extra attention.
Yes, you know, got out of school a little bit earlier than everybody else did. If something happened, they would only hurt other Lulu-like kids. You know what I mean? It was really, really weird. And every school has those special needs classes. I was a child at the time. I was like 8, 9, 10 years old, whatever the case may be. But, like, you're doing this with your entire student body. It's not just a special class. You're telling kids you get a wristband for achievement. And oh, you, by the way, you don't get that.
I think
this is preparing kids for life. I can dig that. I can understand that.
There's nothing wrong with incentivizing scholarship and incentivizing work. But to use your lunch period when a kids need to socialize,
yeah,
and need to not be in class, and it's probably best for the learning environment to have them not being told that they're dumb when all they want to do is refuel.
Have a sandwich.
Yep.
Talk to a girl that you know is getting better grades than you and probably can help you out.
Yeah, or, you know, try to sit near the
smart kid.
No, the hot girls.
Well, that's what I was trying to get at with the smart.
Right.
Dude, the hot girls in my school were all smart. We're all smart. I had a crush on a couple of girls. They were pretty girls, but they got great grades when I was a freshman.
That's not fair.
The one was named Leolin Bowen, and the other was Shalonda Magnus. Shalonda is now going on to be married. I don't know what Leolin's situation is. I'm not hitting on either one of them right now.
Sounds like you're asking.
I'm not hitting on either one of them right now. But yeah, and they both got great grades when we were kids. And Shalonda turned out to be, you know, a very good friend, like, throughout the years. Like, she was always cool with me after the crush
to lunch, because my mom always made my lunch up until
you show off your lunch
up until the last day of senior year of high school.
What?
You better damn believe it.
Wait a minute.
My lunch was made.
Your mom was making a lunch for pretty much a grown ass man.
Yep.
Are you serious?
And egg salad with everything cut the same way.
God bless.
Everything.
Wow.
Ideal.
After freshman year, it was like, hey, here goes $6. Make it work.
That's what I said to my daughter. I said, you are on your own. I mean, egg salad, the tuna salad, just right. And all we tried to do was make Noel Sachs laugh so Sprite would shoot out of his nose. That was our entertainment. This is from Australia. A famous snake wrangler, fill in the blank,
no,
is fighting for his life after his pet inland taipan, widely regarded as the world's most venomous snake, bit him. Now, I thought the golden lancehead was the most venomous snake. That's the one on Snake Island. That's the one with the flesh-eating venom.
Okay.
But apparently, this is the most venomous, but you can handle it because it rarely bites. Where the golden lancehead just looks for you, you look at it funny, and it's going to bite your face off.
What we have here is a magnificent specimen of pure Alabama black snake.
Two buku. Nathan Chetcuti, a 19-year-old handler from 19? Brisbane, was attempting to put his new pet back in its enclosure when it struck him. The teenager was with his dad at the time, who immediately called emergency services. Nathan's family are at his bedside at Redcliffe Hospital in Queensland, where he's in intensive care. He is listed in serious condition. He has bred dozens of non-venomous snakes and reptiles and uploads informative videos to his YouTube channel. Australian pythons and other reptiles. Inland taipans are an entirely different story. The taipan, otherwise known as the fierce snake, comes from Central East Australia and is regarded as the most venomous in the world. Left untreated, a bite has the potential to kill someone in 45 minutes. The snake is usually quite shy and reclusive and known for its placid disposition, which is why it is not regarded as the deadliest in the world, only the most venomous. Okay, see, either way, I'm right. good. I'm right. handling it.
See, that's the
if
thing,
If they
though.
Tell me this is the most venomous snake in the world, I'm not touching it.
This isn't a person that's just messing around with animals, though. This is actually a handler, you know.
A self-described YouTube channel handler.
Like, does he do parties or something? Like what's the incentive?
Right.
Shout out to Scott Green.
Making balloon animals. But I'm saying, kids. Though,
if you're a handler,
yeah.
like when you think of like a falcon handler or a dog handler or, you know, right. those kind of people.
A wrangler.
They're paid to do a job.
I've been to those birthday parties where they have a reptile guy.
Yeah?
It was my next door neighbor.
An iguana or
my
something
next door
like
neighbor
that?
For his, was his sixth birthday. No, it was like this
Komodo.
26-foot albino python.
Really?
It was huge. I mean, like.
I don't rock with those at all. Those
oh, it was cool.
Like, no, those big dumbass snakes that'll choke the life out of you.
Yeah.
I'm good on that. I'm
well, those are better than the poisonous ones.
I can dig it. I can understand.
They're venomous ones.
Yeah, but I don't.
Okay.
Dude, hopefully you can, you know, somebody can suck the antidote out or we can get to the hospital fast enough.
I was at another birthday party where
I'm not about to fight with something that's 30 feet long and is squeezing the life out of me slowly but surely.
Don't call me Shirley. I was at another birthday party where it was a zoo guy who had a sloth.
A gorilla.
Yeah, see, here's the silverback lowland gorilla.
And sloths are no joke.
This sloth was one of the foulest smelling things. The moment they opened
the Bulls media guy.
The moment they opened the box, like God.
It went all over itself in the box.
It's just hideous.
You don't even want to see the tricks?
It was like the worst skunk that ever skunked. Times 10.
I thought you were talking about how vicious
so
it was.
Gross.
The sloths have the ridiculously
long claws,
but
they're,
right?
They're asleep. I mean, they're just, it was a
Bulls
low red
guy.
Bulls media in a Coogee sweater.
Stop it. All right. Three former professional wrestlers, including Hall of Famers Mr. Fuji and Jimmy Superfly Snuka, you mentioned him earlier.
Yeah, he's in jail though, right?
Have been diagnosed with chronic traumatic encephalopathy or a variation of the disease, according to a court document filed on behalf of more than 60 retired performers who are suing the WWE over injuries they allegedly suffered on the job. The filing in U.S. District Court in Connecticut states the CTE, a degenerative neurological disease associated with repeated head blows, also was discovered in Timothy Smith, who best known ring names were Rex King and Timothy Well. I don't know this guy at all. WWE issued a statement that said a lawyer for the retired wrestlers, Constantine Kairos, quote, has been repeatedly admonished by the court for presenting a false and misleading information, and no medical report was included in this filing. Kairos responded in part, quote, this case is not about the messenger, it is about the injured wrestlers. The most recent findings bring to at least the number of deceased professional wrestlers who reportedly have been diagnosed with CTE. The others are Chris Benoit in 07, Andrew Test Martin in 09, and John Rettner, who performed as Balls Mahoney in 2000.
Of course he did.
In 2000. I'm sorry. I'm going to put this to disease. In 2016.
Yeah, you have brain damage and all, but your name, Balls Mahoney, is fun to say.
In addition.
So you don't get any money.
Stop. Brian Knighton, whose ring name was Axel Rotten, was found.
It was Ass McGee.
Body part, Irish name, just throw it together. Kneecap O'Neill. Stop.
Taint O'Malley. Oh, Danny! Danny! Come on!
I knew it was coming. That's why I said kneecap. I went kneecap. That's why I knew it was coming. Was found to have had early stages.
Really?
Screw the story.
Brendan's like Ed Hockley over there.
Because Brendan, by rule,
he's going to be illegal shift, loss of down.
He's Dean Brandino pressing the foul. Oh, no. Don't be Jerome Bogart. It actually is what with the body part. We're talking about there, to be honest with you. All right, I'm done with the story.
I'm done with this guy.
I'm done with the story.
Okay, this is from The Comeback. Forgetting to heed the warnings of New Coke and Crystal Pepsi, Nutella maker Ferrero decided to alter the recipe for their iconic chocolate and hazelnut spread, and chaos has ensued. Like so many beloved foodstuffs, fans of Nutella enjoy it because they love the taste, and assuming they've slathered a lot of it on their toast, they have a very specific understanding of that taste and what it should be. However, for reasons that remain unclear, Ferrero allegedly increased the percentage of powdered skim milk in the product to 8.7% from 7.5%, as well as an increase in the sugar amount from 55.9% to 56.3%. While it doesn't sound terribly significant, the change has been clear. The spread's color is noticeably lighter. The taste appears to have changed, according to tried and true Nutella heads. The biggest question looming over the controversy is what got left out to make room for the skim milk and sugar. Speculation seemed to point out a lack of cocoa. So under mounting scrutiny, Nutella finally admitted a change had been made via Twitter today. Though, to be fair, it looks like they're not sharing any specific details as of yet.
A lack of cocoa? Is there a shortage?
Well, that's how Nutella got started, interestingly enough. That Nutella, during World War II, I believe, that was the Italian creator, the confectioner, when chocolate was being rationed, decided to mix it with hazelnuts in an effort to stretch the chocolate.
Okay.
All right. So it was born of need and scarcity in that regard. So I don't know if maybe cocoa prices, my favorite stripper, changed everything.
What a goof.
Put your heads that's together about cocoa that's, prices.
That's it. That's I'm it. It's sorry. In other news. That's it. Thank you. Don't laugh at
No, at the same time I said, oh, I love her.
Oh did
Jesus.
You?
Yeah. You two, both of you guys. 312-644-6767 is the phone number.
In other news brought to you by the private bank, now CIBC. The private bank is now CIBC. Their name may have changed, but their commitment to your business is now stronger than ever. Visit CIBC.com/US. Member FDIC. This story regarding David Boies and Jerry Jones,
big.
The details in this New York Times story, Jerry's going full Al Davis here. Because
see, that's why I asked the question, is he linked with other owners or is he just going on his own?
There's a specific detail in here I'll get to that is eye-opening.
Okay, let's do it. He's Dan Bernstein, I'm Jason Goff. If you want to jump in the conversation, feel free to do so. 312-644-6767 is the phone number. 6711 is the text line. You're listening to 670 The Score.
That's why I don't read the newspaper.
Mully here from the Mully and Hanley Show, mornings 5 to 9. So Mitchell Trubisky and the Bears are back and well-rested after the bye week. And now they can prepare to take on the Aaron Rodgers-less Packers. Does all that translate to a W? Get a full preview right up to game time on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. Yesterday, NBA Eric Bledsoe won the lottery. Actually, that might be giving the lotto too much credit. Let me try that again. Yesterday, Eric Bledsoe was traded from the Phoenix Suns to the Milwaukee Bucks. Yeah, that sounds better. Not often you see big NBA trades go down in November, but it's even less often than you see players thumb out a "I don't want to be here" tweet 3 games into a season. Now, he would tell you that he was referencing the hair salon that he was stuck in when he thumbed out that tweet. The team didn't buy it, and they sent him to Milwaukee. In fact, that's got to make some other GMs pretty nervous, because now Bledsoe is about to get up and down the floor with the Greek Freak in the East. How much better is he and his situation because of that tweet? Whether he lied or not. So whether he did or didn't, I'm going to just tip my hat and say, well played, sir. Extremely well played. I'm Jim Rome.
Thank you for holding. How may I assist you?
We were just broken into, and we need a home security system.
Oh, sorry. Wrong department. Please hold.
The best home security isn't hard to get. With SimpliSafe, you can get comprehensive, professionally monitored home security online without the hold time or runaround.
Keep your home safe the smart way. Find SimpliSafe at your local Best Buy or visit simplisafe.com/best.
Fall, that comfortably cozy time of year. We love fall, minus all the yard work. Way too much raking. Why not rake in the cash instead at Pottawatomie? Thursdays, October 1st through November 16th, you could rake in your share of $75,000 in cash and FKC reward play. 10 winners every hour. With more big cash winners than ever, you'll fall for rake in the cash at Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. Visit paysbig.com/cash for details. Must be at least 21 years old and a Firekeepers Club member to participate.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, this is pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Jingle bells, jingle bells.
Seriously? It's November.
Jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is.
Ready or not, the holidays are coming. So get ready at the Jared Semi-Annual Event, November 10th through 12th. Come enjoy our best prices of the season and discover hundreds of pieces you'll only find at Jared. The Jared Semi-Annual Event. That's why he went to Jared. Some exclusions apply. See Jared.com for details.
1-877 Cars for Kids. K-A-R-S Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Donate online at carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Jake is the best pitcher on the free agent market. I think they ought to bring Jake back. The problem is the years. I would not offer him more than 4 years, and I don't think 4 years will get it done. But if you offered him 4 years at $125, $130 million, well, how would that work for the guy?
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Sundays on CBS, they face the nation.
Vice President Mike Pence starts off our broadcast. Did any advisor or anybody in the Trump campaign have any contact with the Russians who are trying to meddle in the election? Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi, what do you tell Democrats who want a new direction? We sat down with Defense Secretary James Mattis.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders.
John, that is a very fair question.
I have my own opinions. You can have your own opinion.
But I want to know your opinion if you're the President of the United States.
Face the Nation with John Dickerson, Sundays on CBS.
Come on, smile. Oh, honey, he's still not smiling.
Maybe he's not a smiler.
Yeah, maybe he's just not a happy baby.
Maybe he's just being a boy.
Or maybe he's teething.
Maybe it's just a phase.
Maybe he has autism, and we can definitely do something to help.
Maybe is all you need to find out more about autism. No big, joyful smiles by 6 months is one early sign. Learn the others at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
The American Red Cross urgently needs blood and platelet donations and asks donors to schedule an appointment to give now. Every 2 seconds, someone in the United States needs blood. Your blood donation is critical and can help save lives. Please, schedule an appointment today. Download the Blood Donor app, visit redcrossblood.org, or call 1-800-RED-CROSS today. You can make a difference.
When you went car shopping, you meant business. You ace vehicle history searches and test drives. You out-salesman to the salesman. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart savings strategies, you'll have the info you need to get more for your future. Go to aceyourretirement.org, because when it comes to speeding past financial challenges, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Come on, smile. Oh, honey, he's still not smiling.
Maybe he's not a smiler.
Yeah, maybe he's just not a happy baby.
Maybe he's just being a boy.
Or maybe he's teething.
Maybe it's just a phase.
Maybe he has autism, and we can definitely do something to help.
Maybe is all you need to find out more about autism. No Big Joyful Smiles by 6 months is one early sign. Learn the others at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
50 from 3 to 6 p.m. That's right. Any size is back. Stop in today for a freshly brewed afternoon boost. America runs on Dunkin'. Participate Aurora Auto Mall. Tomorrow night, join the Scores Jason Goff for the Tito's Talkin' Hoop Series with Bobby Portis from 7 to 8 at Old Town Poorhouse, 1419 North Wells in Chicago. Come get an inside look at the team, enjoy Tito's specials, great prizes, and meet Bobby Portis. Brought to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka, America's original craft vodka. No outside memorabilia will be signed. Transportation provided by Atlantis Limousines.
This is Sports Radio. Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
According to our sources, you know, Jones probably is unhappy about lost TV ratings. He may feel strongly about taking one side and making players stand up. But at the end of the day, this all started over the Zeke Elliott fight. It started last fall when he tried to get Goodell to drop the investigation, and he wouldn't. And that is mainly what this is about.
So Jerry Jones just pretty much wants to be the commissioner of the NFL while having a de facto commissioner of the NFL.
And this exclusive from the New York Times earlier today, Jerry Jones has escalated his feud with Roger Goodell, threatening to sue the league and some fellow team owners over negotiations to extend Goodell's contract, according to three people with direct knowledge of the situation. Jones told the six owners on the league's compensation committee last week that he had hired David Boies, the high-profile lawyer under fire in the Harvey Weinstein sexual harassment case, according to the people who declined to speak publicly about internal league matters. The dispute between Jones and Goodell stems from Jones's anger over the commissioner's suspending of Ezekiel Elliott, who Cowboys star running back accused of domestic violence by his former girlfriend. Goodell gave Elliott a six-game suspension, though no charges were filed. So the intra-league battle is unusual for an organization that prides itself on order and unanimity and oversees the most popular sport in the country. But it is in the middle of one of its most tumultuous seasons over issues like players kneeling during the national anthem to protest social injustice, a wave of injuries to star players, and a television rating slide that has fed debate over whether the game is declining.
He's trying to protect that cash cow.
I don't know how Steven, this. Yeah, but if you're talking about larger secular forces at work here, this is just a spat. This is just a petty battle. If he really believes that replacing Roger Goodell with Bill Polian is going to reverse these trends, if you really think it's a commissioner issue?
Well, it seems as if he thinks that he'll be able to better run things if Bill Polian is in. You know, maybe Roger Goodell is listening too much to the wrong side, and that the optics of that, the wrong side is the players. Meeting with these players, inviting Colin Kaepernick for a meeting. You've got a lot of people who think that this is about the flag who don't like the optics of that. The aesthetics don't look good, and in the end, you're going to lose some of those people. So maybe he thinks that if he puts his guy in place, those things won't happen in the future if something else bubbles up to the top.
You're dealing with constitutional rights, though, regardless of what the league is saying.
The looks, though.
Yeah, downtown, this is Kartik on the Score.
How are you doing, guys?
Good.
Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for making it.
I just want to talk to you guys about Jerry Jones. I recently moved to Chicago, born and raised in Dallas, big-time Dallas Cowboys fan. And I think this issue is bigger than Zeke Elliott, in my opinion. Roger Goodell, I ask you this question. Has Roger Goodell been doing his job? I think he's just been getting a free ride for the past couple of years.
Making the owner's money is his job, though.
His job is
the NFL. Yeah. Is. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Sorry, no. Yeah, so he's. I don't think he's doing the best of jobs. Is there someone else that can take his position for that same salary? Maybe not. I'm not one to judge. But I think Jerry Jones himself, as an owner, he's saying, okay, maybe the league needs a change. Maybe it's time for the change. We don't need to let Roger Goodell ride for $40 million a year with doing nothing. Roger Goodell is...
But, Kartik, there's a reason why he wants to do it now. He wants to do it now because the control that he would like to have over the league isn't being exhibited through Roger Goodell.
This is Jerry Jones we're talking about. This isn't some altruistic effort for the betterment of the NFL brand. This is Jerry Jones acting out of spite and to benefit Jerry Jones.
He got on the phone with Donald Trump shortly after he kneeled with his team, and a lot of things changed in terms of his tune. And when Donald Trump is saying fire players and you better respect the flag and this, that, and the other, and then Jerry Jones starts to muscle up, yeah, he's hearing from people that are in that echo chamber of, hey, we don't like it when the inmates are running the asylum or inmates are running the prison in this case. And Roger Goodell meeting with those quote-unquote inmates or listening to those inmates, those optics aren't playing well with Jerry's guys.
And hearing them, too. Not just giving them an audience, but actually acting and saying, yes,
what can we do?
The NFL can help you if this is something that's important, that's so important to you. And Jerry Jones was chief among the owners who do believe that the players won that and is mad at Roger Goodell for listening to the players.
And the Ezekiel Elliott thing can be thrown on the pile. You know, this isn't because of Ezekiel Elliott. This can be thrown on the pile. And that's why I asked the question about Tom Brady and Robert Kraft. Because Tom Brady and Robert Kraft, you know, like Hub said yesterday, they tried to take the high road, even though they was like, hey, where's the case here that you're building against us? Jerry Jones is not going to let that happen to his star player while also having a vendetta that he wants to, you know, enact. This is a different chess player. This isn't Robert Kraft. This is a guy who is he's got a damn radio show every week. He talks before and after games.
There's a time when a handful of owners really ran the league. There was where the commissioner was just a puppet and was not in a position of genuine power. It mostly was there as a figurehead to do the owner's bidding, and some would say that is still the case.
Roger Goodell is one of the most powerful men in sports.
Yeah, the strength of the league office, controlling over the umbrella of ownership, is probably greater than ever. Pete Rozelle was really the first to actually try to steer and steward the league, but because it was Halas and
Bears,
those guys. You knew who ran them. When George Halas was still actively involved, there was no
Muggs.
More. There was no more powerful man in the league than he was.
I want to ask you about how this affects the base level fan when we get done with an update with our guy Groats McGoat.
Scoreboard update.
Gentlemen, I am in the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, joined homegrown head basketball coach Chris Collins and the Wildcats out in Rosemont this season as the Cats bring Big Ten basketball to Allstate Arena this year. Season tickets on sale now at nusports.com. We will start with the Bears and linebacker Danny Trevathan missed a fourth straight practice today, and it is because of a calf strain, an injury which he suffered against the Saints. Kyle Long, Marcus Wheaton were limited but expected to be full force Sunday against the Green Bay Packers. Mitch Trubisky coming your way in the 4 p.m. update. The 2-7 Bulls host Indiana on Friday and practice without Laurie Markkanen and Robin Lopez today, both nicked up. Hockey, the Blackhawks expecting to have Gustav Forsling back in play tomorrow in Philadelphia. Nothing for the Wolves today. Shut out by Milwaukee 3-0. And Auburn men's basketball coach Bruce Pearl is refusing to cooperate in the school's internal investigation into his program and university officials.
Bruce going Bruce.
Here he goes.
Bruce.
He's lovely. The consistency with that man is just a thing to
you
marvel at.
You know what you
at.
Get.
Yeah, man.
You know what you get.
And university officials, guys, have advised him that his job is in jeopardy if he does not.
Yeah, he'll go coach at Towson State and make his way back to a Pac-12 school.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's the Bruce Pearl way. This scoreboard update was brought to you by Chicagoland Jiffy Lube. Jiffy Lube offers speed and convenience for a high-quality oil change, tire rotation, or manufacturer recommended service. Stop by Jiffy Lube. Leave worry behind. No appointment necessary. Visit JiffyLube.com. Closing bell brought to you by First American Bank for the best loan deals in town. Dow up 6, S&P up nearly 4, NASDAQ plus 21.5. Bears Fridays are brought to you by Rosen Genesis. Save time and shop online at rosengenesis.com. I'm Mark Grody, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago sports station.
We're going to talk to Zach Zaman about 8 minutes from now. Welcome back to the Bernstein and Goff Show. So, a couple of things, Dan. How does this affect what Jerry Jones may be going through legally in his own right with the cell phone records and the emails that he has to turn over regarding the collusion case? And also, on the macro level, the thing that we've been talking about for a long time now is stand for the flag, don't stand for the flag. Who's being, you know, disrespected, what the protests are doing to the actual numbers, television-wise and revenue-wise. For the guys and girls out there who want all their NFL players to fall in line, know their place, stay in their lane, whatever you want to call it, and stand for the flag, if Jerry Jones gets somebody in there that rewrites whatever the rule book is and says, "Yeah, guess what? I got these people to stand for the flag again. I got them to respect this country." Are those people coming back?
No, because that's not why they left anyway. And they don't show the national anthem.
No, well, you'll see it more than I thought you would see it still at this point, though. I'm tuning into games now thinking I missed the national anthem, and it's like, oh, you guys, it's 7:10, and you guys are still messing around and doing the national anthem. Okay, I'll wait for you guys to stop talking, because now they're like zooming in on soldiers' faces and doing the whole thing where it's like, oh, you're trying to make people choose sides when this isn't the issue. But are those people coming back? If Jerry Jones can pat himself on the back and say, hey, Bill Polian's our new commissioner after this lawsuit, and damn it, look at these numbers 2 years from now. Look at these numbers. Look what I did. I brought the NFL back. Is that what the purpose is here? Is that what he thinks is going to happen?
I think it's more.
Is he going to be the czar of the NFL while there's a commissioner?
It's more personal and petty than that. I just think he wants somebody who's willing.
So he just doesn't want Roger Goodell eating.
Yeah, I don't think there's
43 million worth.
I don't think there's some large desire to change the nature of the league. I think it's a power grab, and it's because his key player was suspended for 6 games. I think if Ezekiel Elliott is not involved, it probably doesn't rise to this. But he's got the whole Papa John's connection too, don't forget. I mean, Jerry Jones has thrust himself into the middle of every single story, because outside of Johnny Schnatter, he is
the second largest shareholder, right?
Or owner of stores.
Okay, franchises.
He's got 100 franchises. So
a lot of bad pizza.
When the CEO says, oh, the NFL is costing us money because our association, then the Nazis come out and say, we love your pizza. You're the official pizza of neo-Nazis. And they have to come out and have their spokesperson say, yeah, we don't want to be the official pizza of Nazis. And we don't want Nazis eating our pizza. The Nazis are like, we love your pizza. The Daily Stormer endorses your pizza because you're awesome.
And Steph Curry's shoes. Oh, my bad. Well, before he got uninvited to the White House, those first go-rounds looked like they would be right up every Nazi's alley.
The dad shoes?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He had a bad...
These last pair I like, though, a lot. We'll talk to Zach Zaban and check in with him, trying to see what's going on in the world of the Bears, because it's Bears, Packers, Brett Hundley, Mitch Trubisky. Who's going to throw more passes?
Is that really what you're asking? Is that your over-under?
I think that's it.
Who's going to be allowed to maybe lose the game for his team?
Zach Zaman next on the Bernstein and Goff Show, 670 The Score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to the voice of the Chicago sports fan for over 25 years. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Brought to you by your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers. Your headquarters for all-wheel drive.
Date on the U.
You know what Xfinity's XFi allows you to do? It allows you to change the way you Wi-Fi, because it's the future of awesome. The Wi-Fi coverage for your entire home lets you stream in any room on any device. Streaming on multiple devices at once when you or your kids have visitors. You can set up your home Wi-Fi and be online in a matter of minutes. I did it the other day when I had to turn in a modem. It was absolutely the easiest thing that I've done in the last couple of months. You can find your Wi-Fi name and password and even change it so it doesn't look like one of these weirdo Twitter serial killer numbers where it's like an exclamation point, and then all of a sudden you got a question mark, and then a lowercase letter and a numeral. No, you can change it to whatever you want to change it to. And you can know who's online and see who's the most active and when. And if you have a family with kids, setting parental controls and bedtime schedules are key. Get started with Xfinity Internet right now for just $19.99 a month for 12 months. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store for more details or to learn more about other Xfinity Internet-only offers. The offer ends November 22nd, 2017. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas.
Hi, it's me, that little voice inside your head. You spent all year taking care of business. Let Office Depot Office Max take care of you. There's this new HP Pavilion laptop with 8th generation Intel Core i5 processor. Save $200, now just $449. Look at it. It's only $449 at Office Depot Office Max. Go ahead. You deserve it.
Taking care of business.
Offer ends 11/11. Limit 1.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago sports station.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I'm so happy, I feel like I can fly.
Disclaimer, you will not be able to fly by switching to Geico. This is against the laws of physics and nature. If you find yourself flying, please seek professional and or medical help immediately. In the unlikely event you find yourself flying, you might be a superhero or a pigeon or a superhero named Pidge Woman who was bitten by a radioactive pigeon. If you are indeed Pidge Woman, Geico retains all licensing publishing rights in the event Pidge Woman the movie becomes a top-grossing Hollywood blockbuster.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Jingle bells, jingle bells.
Seriously? It's November.
Jingle all the way. Oh, I bought it.
Ready or not, the holidays are coming. So get ready at the Jared Semi-Annual Event, November 10th through 12th. Come enjoy our best prices of the season and discover hundreds of pieces you'll only find at Jared. The Jared Semi-Annual Event. That's why he went to Jared. Some exclusions apply. See Jared.com for details.
Representative. Thank you for holding. How may I assist you?
We were just broken into, and we need a home security system.
Oh, sorry. Wrong department. Please hold.
The best home security isn't hard to get. With SimpliSafe, you can get comprehensive, professionally monitored home security online without the hold time or runaround.
Keep your home safe the smart way. Find SimpliSafe at your local Best Buy or visit simplisafe.com/best.
Sunday morning on CBS.
Good morning. I'm Jane Pauley.
Go to the ends of the earth.
This is exciting.
You've never seen anything like it.
And reach for the stars.
Hey, this is pretty fun.
Look through a telescope and go, wow.
Da, 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 da.
Experience thought-provoking, innovative, and truly original reporting. Because there's always something new under the sun on CBS Sunday morning.
The American Red Cross urgently needs blood and platelet donations and asks donors to schedule an appointment to give now. Every 2 seconds, someone in the United States needs blood. Your blood donation is critical and can help save lives. Please schedule an appointment today. Download the Blood Donor app, visit redcrossblood.org, or call 1-800-RED-CROSS today. You can make a difference.
Come on, smile. Oh, honey, he's still not smiling.
Maybe he's not a smiler.
Yeah, maybe he's just not a happy baby.
Maybe he's just being a boy.
Or maybe he's teething.
Maybe it's just a phase.
Maybe he has autism, and we can definitely do something to help.
Maybe is all you need to find out more about autism. No Big Joyful Smiles by 6 months is one early sign. Learn the others at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
When you went car shopping, you meant business. You aced vehicle history searches and test drives. You out-salesmaned to the salesman. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart savings strategies, you'll have the info you need to get more for your future. Go to aceyourretirement.org, because when it comes to speeding past financial challenges, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The American Red Cross urgently needs blood and platelet donations and asks donors to schedule an appointment to give now. Every 2 seconds, someone in the United States needs blood. Your blood donation is critical and can help save lives. Please schedule an appointment today. Download the Blood Donor app, visit redcrossblood.org, or call 1-800-RED-CROSS today. You can make a difference.
Come on, smile. Oh, honey, he's still not smiling.
Maybe he's not a smiler.
Yeah, maybe he's just not a happy baby.
Maybe he's just being a boy.
Or maybe he's teething.
Maybe it's just a phase.
Maybe he has autism, and we can definitely do something to help.
Maybe is all you need to find out more about autism. No Big Joyful Smiles by 6 months is one early sign. Learn the others at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Can I get back to football or?
Right now, Zach Zaidman joins us on the Grossinger Auto Group Hotline. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at grossinger.com. He's on Twitter at Zach Zaidman, and it's Bears Packers Week. What's up, Zach?
It is. Happy birthday, Jason. Like a fine wine in James Bond. Keep getting better with age.
Thank
Love
you,
it.
Zach. Appreciate you,
and,
brother.
And thanks to Mitch Rosen, too, for the birthday treat of jerk chicken for the whole show.
Yeah, good yeah. Stuff. Shout out to Jerk.
And the place where we got the chicken.
Yeah, that's the name of the place. I'm not calling Mitch Jerk or shouting out Jerk Chicken. But go ahead, Zach. That's not what you called. Well,
it is Packer Week, which gave us an opportunity to say hello to Green Bay head coach Mike McCarthy on the conference call today.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Hey, hey coach, how you doing?
Hey, good.
Mike, in your time,
I need to first say that you guys clearly win the energy contest because you got a lot more energy than our media right now. So you're off to a good start this week, Chicago.
We're coming off the bye week.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
So there you have it.
Y'all are so weird, man. It's still
so,
a thing.
So
you think after a couple of years, guys would know, right? Or are they just used to these teleconferences like, whatever, I don't even know what city I'm on in anymore?
Well, I think sometimes they forget, okay. You know, because every week they're doing a conference call with somebody around the league. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, there's the excitement that you get from the crew here at Halas Hall. Anything to spice it up. And, you know, I think the second half of the season is going to be a very interesting one for the Bears. Now, you guys made fun of me. Dan, you made fun of me for saying that I believe there is a quest for relevancy that's taking place over the next month. Mm-hmm. But in football today, what you want is to be able to be relevant post-Thanksgiving, where that final month of the season means something. And anyone who watched that Monday night game between the Packers and the Lions, if the Bears can get their act in order at the end of games and just add a little bit more to their offense, there's a belief that perhaps they can be in the mix before all is said and done. And so far, Mitchell Trubisky, in his 4 starts, 4 of the teams that he's faced have been top 10 in fewest points allowed this season. And I'm talking about Minnesota, Carolina, Baltimore, and New Orleans. It should ease up in the second half, but there are other things that have to change as well. So I put this montage together featuring offensive coordinator Dowell Loggins about all the different things that he recognized in the first half that kind of have to change in half number two. Take a listen.
You know, we probably need to do a better job in pass protection and separating versus man coverage to help him out a little bit. You know, and we played some good defenses. You got to give those guys credit as well. And, you know, I don't know that obviously we went through everything really hard during the bye week. And we're pleased where Mitchell's at and where he's going. And overall, happy with the way he's playing. We need to do a better job in pass pro. We need to do a better job creating separation out wide. Because when he's had time and clean pockets, he's thrown some really, really good balls. And, you know, don't forget about the play. It's so easy to talk about the plays we don't make, especially with him, and don't forget about the Baltimore plays and those crucial situations. He's made some clutch plays as well, and we played good defenses and with good secondaries, and we got to help him a little bit more out wide, and we got to help him with pass pro. It's a copycat league, so when you turn on the tape and you're watching the Texans and some of these other teams with these younger quarterbacks, like they rely a lot on extended plays because it's every week to them is new. Like, this is the first time they've seen this defense. It's the first time they've played the New Orleans Saints. So once the game starts to slow down for them, I think you start to see their feet slow down because I think the eyes and feet are attached. So when he's starting to see things and process the information a little bit quicker and, like, he's seen more and his library of coverages grows, like you'll see his feet start to slow down. And I think it starts with his eyes and goes down. I think these guys, when you watch the Peyton Mannings and Tom Brady's and Aaron Rodgers of the world, like they always look very under control and because they know exactly what they're looking at. I think throwing the ball down the field is going to help a lot of different things. I think that it's going to help negative runs. Like where, you know, when you look and you say, hey, where are we at? How can we grow? How can we get better? Like the things that hurt us in that when you can make a list of 10 things, but it really goes back to two or three. And that's what it's the most important thing is too many penalties, too many negative runs, too many sacks. That controls three and outs. That controls scoring, more first downs in a game. But it really is all back to those two or three points that we always talk about, and you guys have heard me say, and you guys have heard, and you guys know it by heart, that before you win, you got to find ways not to lose. And those are the things you got to go back and study, why are we having negative runs, why are we having sacks, why do we have so many penalties, how are we going to correct those going forward. Those are the most important things. And so negative runs, like some of the throwing the ball down the field that way and being more aggressive and opening it up a little bit. Like when I think we're fourth in the NFL in run attempts. And, so our balance is a little bit out of whack to the run side. And so I think, but when you start to throw the ball and push the ball down the field a little bit more, I think it opens up a lot of different things.
And I think it's encouraging listening to Loggins say that, guys, because what it tells you is he sees what you've been seeing. And there has to be a little bit more balance. And I think what will help that going forward, the level of opponent from a defensive standpoint in the second half of the season, there are five teams in the NFL that are scoring fewer points than the Bears, who are averaging 16.8 points per game. Three of those five opponents are on the Bears' schedule, talking about the Bengals, the 49ers, and the Browns. That helps. Back-to-back divisional home games against Green Bay and Detroit. And we know the Lions have some issues on defense. We know that the Packers have issues, obviously, offensively without Aaron Rodgers. So I think all that stuff helps. And to me, the biggest thing going forward is you add Dontrell Inman, who isn't Jerry Rice. I think there's this notion, and just by the number of reporters that were around Dontrell Inman today, this is not Jerry Rice that's being added to the mix.
No, but the Tribune gave us five things to know about Dontrell Inman after they signed him in the news section. Five things that we need to know about him. So there's that.
He's healthy.
There you go.
Yeah,
that's a good start.
That's a good thing to know.
He's had hands.
Here's some. He does have hands. He understands this offense because his career year in the NFL occurred last year when he was playing for Mike McCoy, who was the offensive coordinator in Denver. Adam Gase learned from him. Then Dow Loggins learned from Adam Gase. So there's similarity in terms of the offense that he was running in San Diego and the one that he's going to be using with the Bears. So that helps the learning curve. He's been in Dow Loggins' office since he was acquired every day at 6:30 in the morning. So they've been working on things. He's obviously spent the last couple of weeks with Mitchell Trubisky in practice. But again, it's not Jerry Rice, but it probably is an upgrade over what Mitchell Trubisky has been throwing to over his first four NFL games. Hopefully for them, Marcus Wheaton, who's been dealing with a groin injury, limited on the practice field today, but in talking to Wheaton today, you kind of got the idea that he's trying to gear for a return this week against the Packers. Just having his speed on the field, I think something that a defense has to account for.
As long as you don't throw him the ball.
Well, that's a separate issue. And then, you know, it appears as though Trubisky and Trey McBride have begun to establish a little bit of a rapport. But the reality is Bears are averaging 18.2 points per game since Trubisky became the starter. But that includes the three defensive touchdowns. You take those out of the mix, Bears are only averaging 13 points per game. So it's an issue on offense. They have to get a little bit more efficient. And all you're really asking for with the way the Bears are able to run the ball is 3 to 5 big pass plays a game, which doesn't seem like much, but it has been for this unit. So hopefully these extra receivers, if they're added to the mix, can help improve those numbers. And defensively, since Trubisky became the starter, the Bears are giving up just 16.7 points per game, which would place them as the third best defensive team in the NFL if they can keep that up. So there's an opportunity here, but you've got to get a little bit of the passing game going in order to score some points.
What's the status of the two guards that didn't finish the game?
Now, that is a huge question, because Cody Whitehair was not limited at all today. Kyle Long was limited with what the Bears are calling a finger, and his primary backup, Tom Compton, did not practice with an ankle injury. I would circle that. Those two things worry me, because if they can't go, if neither one of them can go, then that would mean Bradley Sowell would be put in at right guard. You'd have Sitton at left guard, and then Cody Whitehair would be your center. Hronis Grasu, full participation for the first time in a while. So he would be your primary interior backup on the offensive line if the top two guards, both Long and Compton, can't go. So that's something to monitor. Also, Danny Trevathan did not practice today. That's cause for concern. Bears say he has a calf injury, which he suffered in the Saints game, did not practice last week, did not practice today, which means two more practices to go before the Bears kind of have to set things in order. The good news for them is that John Timu and Nick Kwiatkowski were able to practice, and Christian Jones has been playing really good ball of late. But Trevathan has looked like an emerging player over the last couple of weeks, and not having him in there if he can't go would be a blow to the Bears.
Zach, thank you.
You got it, guys.
Zach Zabin brought to you by Walgreens. With expert pharmacy care from Walgreens, diabetes won't slow you down. Stop by for the medications you rely on and supplies from all the major brands. Walgreens at the corner of Happy and Healthy. After the top of the hour, we have a dangerously bad take on Roy Halladay from someone who does what we do. I also have some fascinating trivia regarding what Halladay was. I mean, obviously a wonderful guy, a tremendous pitcher who does have a legitimate peak value Hall of Fame case to be made, but there's some stuff in the numbers here that just shows you how pitching has changed since he stopped doing it.
And the moments before impact as well, as some people have come out now with some video of how he was flying as well. He's Dan Bernstein. I'm Jason Goff. Stay tuned. You're listening to 670 The Score.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins, middays on The Score.
There's not only a shortage of good quarterbacks in the NFL, there's a shortage of good enough everything in the NFL. The number of truly difference-making people is so small that the rest of it just appears average.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
Most money possible.
Let me tell you a story about my friend Amy Kite from Keller Williams Infinity, who's a top-performing realtor in Chicagoland. Jenny, a young professional, was being relocated for work, but her property was underwater and she didn't know what to do. Amy helped her understand the short sale deed in lieu of foreclosure and coming to the table with the difference and renting. She felt most comfortable renting the property, and Amy found her a fantastic tenant who signed a 2-year lease. Amy Kite is the real deal when it comes to buying or selling homes. And with Amy Kite, not only are the fees flexible, but you'll actually have an immediate offer on your home. And if it doesn't sell for the price and deadline you agreed to, she'll have bought it for cash. Amy Kite will help you negotiate through multiple offers to get the most money, because that's the Amy Kite guarantee I've been telling you about. She might also get you a coffee cake during your closing. Next time I need to sell my home, I would absolutely trust Amy Kite of Keller Williams Infinity. Call Amy at 847-877-9881. That's 847-877-9881. Or online at amywillsellyourhome.com and get packing.
Fall, that comfortably cozy time of year. We love fall, minus all the yard work. Way too much raking. Why not rake in the cash instead at Pottawatomie? Thursdays, October 1st through November 16th, you could rake in your share of $75,000 in cash and FKC reward play. 10 winners every hour. With more big cash winners than ever, you'll fall for rake in the cash at Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. Visit haysbig.com/cash for details. Must be at least 21 years old and a Firekeepers Club member to participate.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
For Chris Archer. I don't want to give up on a shortstop that is as good as he is.
You don't want to give up anything.
How much do you want to pay for the car? But I'm saying nothing. I know. I'd rather give up Javi Baez. I'd rather give up Ian Happ. I'd rather give up Kyle Schwarber than Addison Russell.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
Survivor Wednesday. There are heroes.
I am an ocean rescue lifeguard. I live, eat, breathe the ocean. I'm pretty much made for Survivor.
Healers.
I'm a probation officer. My job is rehabilitation. But when it comes to Survivor, you can't believe anybody.
And hustlers.
I'm a personal assistant. I was meant to be on this hustler tribe because in everything I do, I have to win.
But who has what it takes to become the ultimate survivor? New Survivor, Heroes, Healers, and Hustlers, CBS Wednesday.
The American Red Cross urgently needs blood and platelet donations and asks donors to schedule an appointment to give now. Every 2 seconds, someone in the United States needs blood. Your blood donation is critical and can help save lives. Please, schedule an appointment today. Download the Blood Donor app, visit redcrossblood.org, or call 1-800-RED-CROSS today. You can make a difference.
When you went car shopping, you meant business. You aced vehicle history searches and test drives. You out-salesmaned the salesman. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll have the info you need to get more for your future. Go to aceyourretirement.org, because when it comes to speeding past financial challenges, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Come on, smile. Oh, honey, he's still not smiling.
Maybe he's not a smiler.
Yeah, maybe he's just not a happy baby.
Maybe he's just being a boy.
Or maybe he's teething.
Maybe it's just a phase.
Maybe he has autism, and we can definitely do something to help.
Maybe is all you need to find out more about autism. No Big Joyful Smiles by 6 months is one early sign. Learn the others at autismspeaks.org/sign.